Yesterday, I dropped an exclusive report that you won't see anywhere else. It's in regards to TSA, who tell you that they delete your facial recognition images, but they're actually not deleting those images. They're forwarding it to DHS. Some of you might recognize this photo right here. These are the devices that are being placed all around the country at all of these airports. Right now, they're at roughly 80 airports. And well, TSA is loving it. TSA agents, especially, they're asking you for your ID. They insert your ID and then they take a photo of your face. And that photo is going to be compared to your ID. And well, they tell you they delete those images. But after I spoke with TSA, specifically the TSA press secretary, I was told that some of them do get sent over to DHS. Specifically, what he was claiming to me is that they are sending over a limited amount, of course, over to DHS, and they're doing it just to kind of do a quality check. But are they really? Listen, we all know the government has a lot of overreach these days, and they would love to become a surveillance state. And so you should be deeply concerned. But it's not just conservatives who should be worried, it's also Democrats. And we know this because, well, senators, 14 of them actually wrote a letter last week, and in it, they were specifically talking about this program. TSA is looking to expand this program, and 14 bipartisan senators wrote a letter saying that they should not be allowed to expand that program. Now, it was all due to the FAA Reauthorization Act that was put up for a vote last week in the House. These 14 senators wanted to kind of create an amendment that would limit TSA from expanding this program to 400 airports. And of course, they didn't vote on this. And so the legislation passed anyway. But it's interesting to hear how the corporate media is covering the facial recognition technology that's being used right now at TSA. Let's take a listen to how News Nation's covering it.
So the senator's objections here, Evan, to TSA is expanding the technology is a safety risk. It's a concern. What are they most worried about?
Yeah, Marnie, so really their concerns, which you just outlined, they did not even get a hearing when the bill that reauthorized the FAA, allowing it to operate for 5 more years, passed last night in the Senate. What that means practically with this facial recognition technology is that more Americans will be able to take their IDs, put them into a machine, walk up to a camera, and then have that camera verify that it is in fact their face, matches their ID, and then move them on through airport security. According to the TSA, this facial recognition technology in place already at 80 or so airports, that is expected to skyrocket despite those concerns from a bipartisan group of senators. TSA arguing that this frees up more resources and is faster and more efficient. The senators are concerned that Americans don't know that they can opt out of this facial recognition ID scanning. They can have a person look at their ID. Some also worry that the growing database that the government has access to of people's faces could be misused. An amendment to stop the technology from expanding didn't even get a vote before the bill that allows the FAA to operate passed last night. On the other hand, travel industry groups, they're all for this technology, saying without it, longer lines at U.S. airports could be the norm. But some lawmakers still have those concerns.
Isn't that interesting? Some lawmakers are at least trying a little bit to secure your privacy. And it's not just them, it's also the ACLU. I found this old article from 2020 where the ACLU is actually arguing and trying to say that these facial recognition software programs that the government's currently using, both at TSA and DHS and Customs and Border Patrol, that it does infringe on your privacy rights and your civil liberties. But again, folks, they linked it to immigration, so we won't even talk about that part. But again, folks, this program needs to end. It's optional. I want to remind everyone, you can say no. You don't have to have your image taken. When they ask you at TSA, when you go up to the front, don't step in front of the camera. Step to the side, hand the TSA agent your ID, and say, I decline this software. I don't want to take a picture. Do it manually. They will scan your boarding pass. They will look at your photo on your ID. Remember when they made you all get real IDs? Well, this is a perfect time to use it now. and then you will be done. It's very, very simple. If they tell you that you have to do it, it's mandatory. That's a lie. They tried that to me. I've asked for a supervisor and then they go back because they don't want to be, they're very lazy. They don't want to get up from their seat and have to scan your boarding pass is really what this comes down to. So decline, decline, decline. Now it's interesting enough because like I mentioned, Customs and Border Patrol does currently do this as well. And well, the statistics are horrendous. So far they've scanned over 500 million people's faces. And well, only 1,900 imposters have been detected. And that's the actually a stat that they're bragging about, that less than 2,000 people out of that 500 million were imposters trying to get into our country. And so it's pretty significant just for the fact that they pretend like this program is making us safer, but it's not. Again, folks, it's not. And Customs and Border Patrol is also lying to the American people and also foreigners. They pretend, like on their website, that they don't save these images. But if you do a document dive like I did, I found a document back in 2018 that says specifically that non-U.S. citizens are having their images stored for over 75 years. So they're not being transparent, of course, but you already knew that. That's why you're watching this show, because you know that we love transparency and creating transparency with our federal government. Now, some of you guys might recall earlier this week, specifically yesterday, I made my appearance on Louder with Crowder, my very, very first one. And well, I discussed something that many of you guys know. I received an internal email from TSA, but it was actually from DHS, calling me an unfavorable reporter. And well, this is how it went.
Just because I had read about this. Is it true? Was this with, related to the FOIA request where they accidentally sent you an email about yourself?
Oh, hold on one second, please.
Yes.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Okay. All right.
So here's the email. This is from DHS warning TSA because I was reaching out for comment about that immigration issue. And they refer to me as a not so favorable reporter, which is what all journalists should be doing,
right?
Except they don't these days. And so right. They're not very happy with me, but this is an honor. And then it also works the email off. And it was very insightful. It's DHS telling TSA how to answer questions moving forward so that they're not giving away critical information to reporters.
But how did you get it?
Oh, you know, government employee is not very bright. Accidentally attached it to an email and hit send on it.
To you? To your email address?
To me, yes. That poor girl's probably fired.
Yeah, of course. But like, I'm just wondering, like, because if they had to attach it and then enter in your email address.
Not that bright.
No. You should check and see if there's like a Brianna Moreno or something that would be in her contact list that she accidentally dropped down. Because otherwise, we have mentally retarded people working for our government.
and that's you putting it nicely.
Yes. That's, oh my, that is hilarious. I love that you have it framed. Can you do us a favor? And I know it's in your timeline, but repost that to X because I know that our viewers will be going over there and they'll, you know, I want to make sure they know that it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. 100%. Yeah. I will.
It's just it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
It is very, very funny. If you guys want to watch the full interview, head over to Louder with Crowder's Rumble page. I highly recommend you do because, well, we went through a lot of this report and it's very, very interesting because, of course, TSA, DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, they're not fans of transparency. They're lying to the American people when they say that they delete these images. And well, they might actually be building a database. Folks, I've got to tell you about a great sale that's going on right now on MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell he's got a bunch of $25 items right now listed. It's a crazy sale that you've probably never seen before. And well, if you use promo code BREE, that's B-R-E, you could secure these great prices. It's the best promo code to use. I'm telling you, folks, that's the one that's going to get you all the best savings, up to 66% off. So head over to MyPillow.com, take a look around. They have pillows, they have slippers. They have so many great products that are on sale right now for $25. You got to give it a look. He's got some new updated ones too. And well, there's just so many options. So if you're looking to support a patriot and support the show, head on over to MyPillow.com and use promo code BREE, that's B-R-E, to secure up to 66% off. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.